What a strange object. How complicated. He put the first one back on the shelf and took a second, smaller one. It too fell open. Johnny found himself staring at a picture. It didn't have depth. At first, it seemed to, but his finger told him it was just a flat plane. The object there was a big red circle, much bigger than a strawberry, much smoother. It had a stem, and alongside it there was a black tent with a crossbar in the middle of it. He turned the sheet. There was a picture of a bee. No bee was ever that big, but this was certainly a bee. It too looked three-dimensional until his finger told him it wasn't. And a black thing beside it had two bulges on it. Johnny turned another sheet. There was a cat. A small cat, to be sure, but it was definitely a cat. And it had a curved black thing beside it like a new moon. A few pages later, there was a picture of a fox, and beside it was a black pole with two flags coming off it. Suddenly, a quiver went through Johnny. He held his breath. He grabbed the first object he had taken and pried it open again. There was the tent. There was the bee's black mark. Yes, and there was the pole with two flags. He held the two rectangles, his head in a whirl. He stared at them. There was a meaning here. Foxes? Bees? Cats? Tents? Bulges? New moons? These things had meanings in them. But about what? Animals? Weather? Well, he could sort all that out later. He crowded the two rectangles into his belt pouch. Anything that was connected to weather and animals had value. Rectangles with meaning in them. The idea made bright lights pop in your skull. He replaced the protective sheet, went back out the window, replaced the metal covering as well as he could, and whistled Windsplitter over, dropping down to the horse's back. Johnny looked around him expansively. Who knew what things of enormous value were in the great village? He felt rich, excited. There was no reason at all for his people to stay cooped up there in the mountains. Here was shelter and to spare. Here was firewood growing in the streets. Here were rooms and rooms and rooms. And come to think of it, he felt better since he'd been away from the mountain meadow. Better physically. It hadn't taken a year. Actually, just a few days. He gathered up the lead rope of his pack horse, and they trotted briskly along the wide paths toward the eastern part of the great village. Although his eyes were busy taking it all in, his mind was engrossed in organizing a migration from the mountains down to this place. What he would have to pick up for evidence to convince them. What he was going to say to Staffer. How they could transport their goods. Maybe build a cart. Hey, maybe there were carts right here in the great village. He could round up some horses. These piles of red dust he saw along either side of the wide paths from time to time might once have been carts of a sort. It was hard to figure out what shape they had really had. They were so caved in. The impression of a wheel, sheets of translucent rock. No, they hadn't been horse carts. Or had they? He began to look at such objects more closely. And then he saw the insect.
End of CD 2.